Poetry on the Radio. Today, Suzanne Edgar.
A poem about a local personality, which some of you may recall, that for many years in Garema Square there was a form of kitchen for the poor. Soup Kitchen. Down the road in Ashfelt Gully, where Darrows meet the Stoned, a well-scrubbed wooden table stands beneath an old plane tree. It's set up every Friday night and laid with bread and cheese, with stacks of polystyrene cups set ready for the soup. The kitchen's greasy makeshift floor is swept by sharp-eyed birds, but Pola Yablonski is mother here. Her pantry's a combi van. At dusk, like shadow kangaroos, the down and out appear, come to graze with famished eyes and weary, punctured arms. Pola Yablonski, at 22, survived the worst of wars, when rats all fed on living flesh and bred in empty skulls. Tonight, in headscarf and pinafore, she rescues the lost and the sick, saves the half-mad and rejected with soup and thick buttered bread. Unfortunately, you people can't see, but I do have a lovely portrait of this woman, and the artist of that portrait is a local painter, Barbara van der Linden, and her painting is simply called Soup Kitchen Lady. Soup Kitchen. Down the road in Ashfelt Gully, where Darrows meet the Stoned, a well-scrubbed wooden table stands beneath an old plane tree. It's set up every Friday night and laid with bread and cheese, with stacks of polystyrene cups set ready for the soup. The kitchen's greasy makeshift floor is swept by sharp-eyed birds, but Pola Yablonski is mother here. Her pantry's a combi van. At dusk, like shadow kangaroos, the down and out appear, come to graze with famished eyes and weary, punctured arms. Pola Yablonski, at 22, survived the worst of wars when rats all fed on living flesh and bred in empty skulls. Tonight, in headscarf and pinafore, she rescues the lost and the sick, saves the half-mad and rejected with soup and thick buttered bread.
Today we heard Suzanne Edgar on Poetry on the Radio, a production of ArtSound FM and Recent Work Press. To find out more, go to artsound.fm and look under the Programs tab for Poetry on the Radio.